living right and exact. Peeping shorty in the dress for the way she was stacked. Damn, but hold on the topic, gotta say peace to all the brothers that lock it down for they town. Living the one life, got it, and influenced by the one James Brown, godfather and soul. Now let the horn blow, reflect to the days with me and Marley. In control, hip-hop pays. Now it's back to the future with the twist of the dial. Reloaded with my man from the Menace Foul, reppin' for the West, so I takes a deep breath, exhaling on the track, kid. So fresh.
We got one life to live till it's done. Let's all get together and have some fun. You got my back, I got your son. It's the MC8, the soul brother number one. We got one life to live till it's done. Let's all get together and have some fun. You got my back, I got your son. It's the MC8, the soul brother number one.
I heard music calms the savage beast. To the G's in the clubs, put away your peace. For the gun clap leaves nothing but the blood stain. Sips on your drink, gloves on your Mary Jane. Lots of loving, this time bringing no pain. Girls they love when a homie uses brain. Relax, let your conscience be free and smoke blunts to the sounds of the E and P. You didn't know. We shut them down to the east and west team coming straight to your town. How you like it? But please don't be afraid of us. Like my nigga Bus studies, too dangerous. Can't hang with us, too blind to see. Been putting shit down since the P was free. I ain't mad at y'all, don't be mad at me. I've been just like y'all trying to collect my fee. Check us out.
We got one life to live till it's done. Let's all get together and have some fun. You got my back, I got your son. It's the MC8 with Soul Brother number one. We got one life to live till it's done. Let's all get together, let's have some fun. You got my back, I got your son. It's the MC8 with Soul Brother number one. Check us out. Check us out.
Get down, y'all. Get down. Get down, y'all. Get down.
Life to live till it's done. Let's all get together and have some fun. You got my back, I got your son. It's the MC8, soul brother number one. We got one life to live till it's done. Let's all get together and have some fun. You got my back, I got your son. It's the MC8, with soul brother number one. Check it out.
Get down,
Get down,
get down,
get down,
get down, get down, get down, get down, y'all. Get down. Get down, get down, get down, y'all. Get down, get down, get down, y'all. And it's
an LP rock.
Get down, y'all. Get down, get down, y'all. Get down, get down, down, get down, get down, down, get down, get down, down, get down, get down.
Pete, give me a sexy beat, man. Give me a sexy beat.
Oh, Igen hele resten af mit liv. Nu har jeg bare sådan skudt mig selv i foden, hvor jo mere jeg ligesom ender med at være grounded og opdager, at det der momentum, det eksisterer ikke, og jeg er ikke forpligtet til at gå i en eller anden specifik retning. Jeg kan godt tage ejerskab over det, der sker, og være fucking stolt og glad og sådan overvældet og paf. Jeg kan være det hele på én gang. Og det er meget lettere at være det, når jeg ved, at jeg også har et rum til at være noget andet. Altså, ja. Fordi det er jo samlingen af alle de Lego-klodser, der gør, at tårnet og Astrid står. Det første samarbejde startede ved. Der var en musikertype her i Aalborg, der havde skrevet og spurgt, om ikke jeg kunne indspille en topline til en producer. Og det var et cover af den der, der hedder Faded. Sådan rigtig. Baby, I'm faded. All I wanna do is drive it. Ja, så indspillede jeg den. Sådan, jeg skulle ikke have mit navn på. Og så blev den udgivet. Og det er der så en anden producer, der har hørt. Og han gjorde sig sindssygt umage for ligesom at gennemskue, at det var mig. For at finde ud af, at det var mig, endte han jo med at tage kontakt til ham her, der ligesom havde fået mig til at lave toplinen i første omgang. Så blev jeg spurgt, om ikke jeg havde lyst til at lave en sang sammen med den her producer. Nu hvor, ja. Han kunne godt lide min stemme, og så fik jeg sådan en memo, sådan en mobiloptagelse med, det har været sådan 15 sekunders klaverakkorder. Bare lige et eller andet. Blummelum. Så smed jeg det ind på min computer, forsøgte sådan at gennemskue, hvad er det for nogle akkorder, hvad er det for en følelse, okay. Så lavede jeg sådan en mini-produktion, mini-form. Så fandt jeg på Regret, indspillede det muted produktionen, sendte den tørre vokal tilbage og var sådan, men kan det her bruges? Og så var de bare sådan, det er fucking fedt. Og så blev det til en sang, så blev det signet ved et pladselskab i Tyskland. Og altså sangen og udgivet. Og jamen altså, efter en måned havde, altså, ej, men det er jo ikke engang, halvanden måned, tror jeg, så havde den 1 million afspilninger. Det var helt, helt, helt sygt. Og jeg fik det så stresset. Det havde jeg jo ikke tænkt. Det var sådan, jeg skulle jo også sådan, hvad skal mit kunstnernavn være? Jeg har jo ikke udgivet noget før, og skal jeg have nogle billeder, og jeg ved ikke lige, hvad man gør, og så må jeg jo, så må jeg tage nogle selfies og redigere dem så hårdt, at man altså ikke ved, hvad det er, der foregår. You're not the one I miss. Hey, how do I make everything go away? Why you just leave me in pain? How do I make everything go away? I'm like stuck in this light and staying seems right.
For at se, hvordan Astrid faktisk arbejder, gav hende den lille udfordring at prøve at producere noget på kun 10 minutter. Altså et helt blank projekt. Vi hopper midt ind i udfordringen, cirka ja, lige omkring halvvejs inden.
Okay, kunne vi så prøve at bare få et eller andet fucking udvikling i det? I don't know. Den her. Nu har jeg jo valgt en anden lyd. Fuck mig. Det var jo noget irriterende. Nå, så er det godt, at den der, det er den samme der andet. Den her op, den har forandret sig. Åh, ja, men vi gider ikke at have det på den. Jeg tror måske bare, jeg skal teste lidt. Jeg har faktisk ikke lige kigget her. Måske skal det bare ikke være et kick. Ting. Hvad er det overhovedet for en, jeg bor hernede? Okay. Jeg synes ikke, vi har dig på endnu. Kør dem her herhen. Det giver mening. Kæft, mand. Fandme fucking nå. Det er følelsen. Det er en meget flad fornemmelse, må jeg bare sige. Igen, irriterende. Irriterende 10 minutter. Jeg ved simpelthen nærmest ikke engang, hvad jeg skal sige. Det er min følelse. Men lige prøv at høre det. Jeg synes slet ikke, jeg har lyttet til det, faktisk. Ej, det ved jeg simpelthen ikke, hvad jeg synes om. Det ved jeg virkelig ikke, hvad jeg synes om. Det må jeg bare sige. Der er tre lyde. Der er tre instrumenter. Der er trommesæt. Der er mine trommer. Og de er så sin egen lyde. Der er fire trommelyde. Og så er der to andre lyde. På 10 minutter. Jeg havde troet om mig selv, at jeg kunne gøre mere. Altså, jeg synes, jeg har oplevet mig selv gøre mere. Det er meget...
Jeg прочту два стихотворения, написанные в прошлом году. Одно называется «Ночь», а другое «Больница». «Ночь». Идет без проволочек и тает ночь, пока... Над спящим миром летчик уходит в облака. Он потонул в тумане, исчез в его струе, став крестиком на ткани и меткой на белье. Под ним ночные бары, чужие города, казармы, кочегары, вокзалы, поезда. Всем корпусом на тучу ложится тень крыла. Блуждают, сбившись в кучу, небесные тела, и страшным, страшным креном к другим каким-нибудь неведомым вселенным повернут Млечный Путь. В пространствах беспредельных горят материки, в подвалах и котельных не спят истопники. В Париже из-под крыши Венера или Марс глядят, какой в афише объявлен новый фарс. Кому-нибудь не спится в прекрасном далеке, на крытом черепице, старинном чердаке. Он смотрит на планету, как будто небосвод относится к предмету его ночных забот. Не спи, не спи, работы, не прерывай труда. Не спи, борись с дремотой, как летчик, как звезда. Не спи, не спи, художник, не предавайся сну. Ты в вечности заложник у времени в плену.
Do you know who I am? 'Cause I don't.
this one.
I said wrong girl, I apologize. Don't go, here's where you belong. So wipe the tears from your eyes. Girl, I don't want to find. I'm a little bit wrong. You're a little bit right. Let's say girl, you know that it's true.
Tedere gevoelens in me wakker. Maar aan de andere kant hadden ze Marat immers doodgestoken met een pennemes. En Marat was nog wel onomkoopbaar. Hij had niet neergestoken mogen worden. Dat maakte meteen weer een eind aan de tedere gevoelens van mij. Aan de ene kant hield ik, net als Karl Marx, van hun zwakheid. Dat wil zeggen, kijk, ze moeten op hun hurken pissen. Daar hield ik van. Dat vervulde me met... Tja, waarmee? Met tedere gevoelens misschien. Nou goed, dat vervulde mij met tedere gevoelens. Maar aan de andere kant hadden ze immers met een revolver op Lenin geschoten. Dat maakte dan weer een eind aan die tedere gevoelens. Ze mochten dan nog zo lief op hun hurken zitten. Dat was allemaal goed en wel, maar waar dat geschiet op Lenin? Het zou belachelijk zijn om dan nog van tedere gevoelens te spreken. Maar ik dwaal af. Dus wat voor houding moest ik nu aannemen? Een dreigende of een charmante?
Thank you.
I've never been so wrong.
Now, everything, all of it, our plans, the life we could have had together.
Does he know where you are?
No.
Well, don't you think?
No, no. He must never know. It would kill him if he knew.
But if he loves you?
Love. How long do you think his love would last? When he...
When did this happen?
4 months ago, I was moving a plate glass mirror in my apartment. I fell and the glass... Can't
the doctor... ...in public spaces of the electromagnetic spectrum. Radius presents a new series called Sketchpad. The Sketchpad series is a monthly presentation of audio material that relates to content from previous episodes of Radius. The series highlights peripheral work that influences research and production. Radius presents episode 23. Radio suggests, "Dear friends who have died are all talking to me tonight, all at once." Continuing the Species of Spaces series of programs, which spatially sonifies gallery spaces via small-scale transmission, Radio Suggests set up a mini-FM radio program after midnight in the empty room of artist-run space Rice and Beans, run throughout 2011 by a small collective in the inner city of Dunedin, New Zealand, on the final day of the space's lease. As a site-specific, spectator-less, solo performance, "Dear Friends Who Have Died Are All Talking to Me Tonight, All at Once" reconstructs and reimagines personal and public memory through the medium of transmission as an appropriate framework for uncertain, shifting structural and social realities. Small clusters of radio receivers constantly shifted around the space pick up the signal from a stationary mini FM transmitter. These receivers also engage with each other, chattering and heterodyning, becoming analogous to groups of people talking and the social space of a gallery opening. Such chatter interjects the night airwaves of Dunedin, full of noise, clashing frequencies, and etheric vocal infiltrations, into what is usually perceived as the bounded space, silence, and temporal amnesia of the White Cube Gallery. The piece narrow casts back a sound library of 5-minute recordings collected during a single afternoon in March 2009, spent wandering around the gallery sector of another New Zealand city, Christchurch. The recordings, originally intended as a series of blank gallery silences, everyday ephemeral phonographies, now have unintended archival, documentary, and emotional grit, due to the fact that the 8 spaces they captured now literally do not exist, one consequence of the earthquakes which have devastated Christchurch since late 2010 and have rendered the gallery district of High Street alongside the entire inner city inaccessible in a limbo of amnesiac stasis, uncertainly awaiting new spatial configurations. The spatial memories of the 8 lost Christchurch art spaces in question together comprise a sound archive, which infiltrates in a synergistic manner into another space with its own specific memory, as Rice and Beans. The field recording's cyclic loops, broken off frequency oscillations, Doppler effects, and garbled spatial conglomerations created a mapping of the city of Christchurch inside the Dunedin space, and further conflated the everyday sounds of Rice and Beans' last night of existence in its current form to create a graveyard shift live radio program of poignant materialities and unmonumental memorial. This programming is organized for the radio show Transmission Arts on WGXC 90.7, a program of Free 103.9.
disc jockey. It was published in a little book of verse called Tin Pan. You can get it tonight. Now here's a little song about them. To my friends in the business, I would only say, if the cap fits. I'm a disc jockey, remarkably cocky, with every good reason to be. And I'll say it, though maybe I oughtn't, I'm really most frightfully important. All the teenagers, though simply outrageous, believe every word that I say. I get the new records as soon as they're in, then pick out the ones that create the most din, and the fools go and buy everything that I spin. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ. I'm a disc jockey, and aren't people lucky to have such a fellow as me? I could sell them the simplest arpeggio by plugging it over the radio. Ouch! Though my fans bore me, they simply adore me and hang on each word that I say. They sit there enraptured when I'm on the air, then write in and ask for a lock of my hair. It's